Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Today, though, we're talking about skin and how winter can be a tough time on it. For many people, this season brings dry and itchy skin, other problems too. So for more now on how to protect your skin from the harsh winter weather, I'm joined by Dr. Rosemary Coleman, consultant dermatologist at the Centre for Restorative Dermatology at the Black Rock Clinic. Good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning, Claire.
Does our skin generally look a little bit more dry? Are the lines more pronounced in the winter rather than summer, would you say?
Well, I do think that we probably look a bit pastier, don't we? And that would be, say, from the cold shutting down the blood vessels. And a lot of people can get drier skin in the winter because of the central heating and also the harsh winds. So I guess if your skin is more dehydrated, you may notice the wrinkles somewhat accentuated, but that should really just be temporary. You don't get wrinklier in the winter per se.
Okay. And would you say that we need to change our moisturiser or use a little more in the winter?
Well, that's a question I'm asked every day. And what I say to people is there is absolutely no need for a complete overhaul of your skincare regimen just because it's November the 1st. However, you must look at your own skin and your own environment and see how it is reacting. The people who can run into more trouble are people with a tendency to dry skin or sensitive skin or rosacea, which we see a lot in Ireland, because they already have what we call barrier dysfunction and an increase in water loss through the skin. So if you find that you are getting drier, I would recommend that you consider adding in, for example, a simple step is add in a serum underneath your morning moisturizer stroke sunblock, a serum containing something like hyaluronic acid or glycerin, because these are what's called humectants. They draw water into the skin. And you might change to a richer oil-based moisturizer at night rather than a lotion, which might do fine in the summer when you're producing more sebum, etc.
Okay, so a few little changes there to reflect the changing season.
Ellen, if your skin changes.
Ellen has been in touch with us, Rosemary, and she would like to know if you have a view on the benefits of collagen and related nutritional supplements for skin health.
That's a really interesting question. I don't think it's related to the winter, but what's very interesting is that there are recent studies showing that collagen, the correct supplement, which contains specific peptides, little chains of protein, can actually get through the gut and be found in the upper layers of the skin. And the interesting thing was the study was written by a scientist who said that he set out to prove that it was a load of rubbish, and he was quite shocked when he found that the labelled collagen, they label it with gold, they found it up in the upper dermis. So I do think there's a role, but I think there's an awful lot of rubbish being sold, Claire.
Okay, fair enough. We have a farmer in touch with us who's looking for skincare tips. Outdoor farming early in the morning, in an office all day, running outdoors in the evening, and she says her skin is looking absolutely ragged. Any recommendations for moisturiser? And she says that she finds a lot of moisturisers greasy. Now, I can nearly answer this one for you. You're going to talk about protection from the sun.
Absolutely. So particularly, my clinic is absolutely full of farmers. And regardless of what time she gets up, I always say to them, do you wash your teeth every day regardless of the weather? Put the sun protection in the toothbrush jar. Make it easy. She's a busy farmer. Make it easy by having a sun protection in her moisturizer, which would suffice for winter months, a factor 50 moisturizer. That would not suffice for a farmer all year round who's going to be out and about. So start with that. Make sure to have her sunblock on every day. If she's out in the fields with the harsh elements, she could use physical means such as a balaclava. Indeed, this is one place where the face masks are actually helpful. If you're out walking in the cold, they do actually offer protection against the wind. She could use a scarf, use physical means, but she could also go for greasier moisturizers, even Vaseline if she's going to be up the mountains in the wind, will help the wind slip slide off her face. She could also contact the sports shops. Skiers have this problem all the time, and there are a lot of quite sophisticated barrier creams for the climate that you can buy in the sports shops. So sun protection, more moisture and read her skin. If she has sensitive skin, she's going to have to work harder at it. And there's a lot she can do.
Okay, I'm conscious that I gendered that message. I don't actually know whether
it
is a man or a woman.
I think it's great to hear about the female farmers. You said female, that's great.
It could be a man. We just don't know.
And the same applies to men. Most of the farmers who come to me are indeed men still.
Okay, and are they coming to you because a problem may have developed after?
They're getting skin cancers, Claire.
Oh dear.
They're coming to me with a crusty head and crusty arms and skin cancers. And by the time they get to me, yes, it can be reversed, but they wish they had started 20 years earlier.
All right. A 13-year-old daughter is an elite gymnast. Her hands are developing hard skin and welts from doing the bars. They've tried most creams. Is there a solution to that?
That's a very difficult problem because that is a physical problem. That's just callous. And that is a physical problem. And really, the people who should be able to help her most are the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And
they will have come across
ways of strapping up her skin, but yeah, it may be very unavoidable.
I just want to come to this one. Sheila has been in touch. She uses witch hazel and occasionally essential oils like lavender and frankincense as part of her skincare routine. Her 15-year-old daughter gives out to her for using the products, telling her that they're not suitable for my skin. Can you give some advice on whether or not these products are safe for use on the skin?
They wouldn't be on my product list. Witch hazel would be very astringent. It might be okay to dry up a spot as a spot cream. It is something that would have been used a lot when we were younger. Witch hazel, I am not really into applying perfumes and essential oils. I certainly wouldn't apply them directly to the skin. I'm not saying they don't have properties, but I would see the people who develop eczema and a lot of sensitivity. So if that person finds that this combination works wonderfully on their skin, they're fine. But they wouldn't be on my buy list.
Okay, Rosemary, we'll leave it there for now. We'll talk again soon. Thank you very much indeed for that advice. That's consultant dermatologist Dr. Rosemary Coleman. And if you have a question for Rosemary, we will be talking to her again soon. So do get your questions in to us and we'll put your question to her the next time. The email address is todaycb@rte.ie. Let's take a break.